Today will be a peaceful day. Today my mind will be peaceful. Today will be an open-hearted day. Today my mind will be open. Today will be a wish day. Today I will fulfill all wishes. Today will be a joyous day. Today my mind will be joyous. We can sing whatever we want, right? How marvelous, how fun. Today will be a fun day. Today my mind will feel humor. Today my mind will be delightful. Today my mind will delight in everything. There's a thought within the Buddhist teachings that adversities or difficulties, challenges of any kind, physical, you know, relational, etc., in the world, the challenges of the world, to, in our minds, to turn those things into our allies. And that's the word that's used, allies. In other words, our friends, those who are helping us, those who are assisting us and supporting us. And so it's a wonderful turnaround. It's a wonderful transmutation of the immediacy of self-cherishing, self-grasping that goes, oh, you know, I hurt. I am sick. I have a problem. Well, that's not true, first off. Our body might have a pain or an ache or have an ailment, but I do not, the body does. So immediately it switches that. And then the idea of ally, of that this something is, you know, that's a little challenging or painful, is there is arising from the gifts of our own inner essence to bring forward old karma that needs to be, you know, resolved, as well as to call upon patience, tolerance, forbearance, the generosity of our mind to ourselves, loving kindness to ourselves so that we can give it to others. And so it becomes a training. Today will be a peaceful day. Today my mind will be peaceful. Today will be an awakened day. Today my mind will awaken. So we can sing any ditty we want. We can make them up as we go. We can dance. We can walk. We can do whatever supports us to awaken, because the factors of awakening are all rooted in conscientiousness. So when we call forward a mantra, we call forward a little ditty, we say, you know, peace begins with me. Or St. Francis prayer, or whatever we've got in our toolbox. That's being conscientious. And as we are conscientious, what is happening? Well, we're cultivating conscientiousness. We're bringing forward whatever we're singing about or reminding ourselves of or doing a mantra about. That's becoming the ingrained, right? So that's becoming a habit of consciousness to think on that, to call it forward, to live from that set of qualities evermore. And that, if we look at, if you have your eyes open on the screen, you see that the title of the sutra that this quotation comes from is The Array of Virtues of Manjushri's Buddha Realm. The Array of Virtues. Well, how does each of us get an array of virtues? How do each of us cultivate an array of virtues? It's by the methods. You know, the methods we're doing now are included in how we cultivate, we generate an array of virtues. Today will be a creative day. Today my mind will be creative. Today will be a collaborative day. Today my mind will be cooperative. Today will be a sympathetic day. Today my mind will be empathetic. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath for this Saturday on our for our short meditation, with at least me being here. Probably by the end of August, we'll go back to our full half hour. But we smile. An array of virtues. Holy moly. Wow, that would be wonderful to live from, wonderful to live that array of virtues in our world and let those array of virtues radiate and support all beings in the wide variety of ways an array of virtues would do. So through the day, my friends, excuse me, make a joyful noise in your presence, as well as words and voice and everything, but by your presence. Also, call to mind many times. What does conscientiousness mean to you? In this moment, am I being conscientious? Because that includes, right? That includes the choices of food. It includes the tone of our voice. It includes, are we being kind to ourselves? Are we being kind to others? It includes follow through. It includes steadfastness. It includes whatever is required to accomplish X or Y, and is the X or Y that we think we need to get done, does it actually have any meaning? And therefore, does it need to get done? And if it does, are we bringing conscientiousness to that? Are we doing it in a thoughtful way, a mindful way, a gentle way? A way that makes sense, that actually will accomplish the goal with as little effort and as little consummation as possible. If the thing is actually meaningful. And see, so there's so many applications. Again, we're back to limitless. Holy moly, back to limitless. Every moment is path. We smile again. Take a long, slow, deep breath and sit in that wholeness, breathing in and breathing out. We smile and take a long, so deep breath of our potential. All that we already are, so as to bring it forward more and more. We are no different than any plant. You know, there's a potential in that seed. It could be a great sequoia tree, it could be a mighty elm, a mighty maple or oak. The potential is there. Good things take time, sure. But that plant, that flower, that beauty, and all that goes with it, right? All the pollinators, all the homes, all the food, all the shade, all the moisture going back into the soil. Everything that the plants bring forward is already there. It's already potential. And, you know, we live on this planet, and that's what this planet's all about. It's about this great potential. And then it's about, you know, how is it supported to come forward? And we see that all around us. And you know how marvelous. We're not human beings. There's nothing new about human beings. That's a silliness. We've got great, great elders all around us that know what they're doing and know how to do it, and know how to do it with effortlessness. We work so hard, we don't get too far. That's worth looking at. So we smile and take a long, so deep breath of a gentle mind, a peaceful mind, a kind mind, and a warm heart. And the array of virtues that is inside, just waiting to blossom. Love you all. Create your day.